This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was talking earlier about to be white in America these days, the angst one must feel for just being born white. And it makes me think about how people probably felt back in the day when they were like, Bob, these black people just take so much. You know, how do they put up with it? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. To be white. I mean, it's amazing to me that in 2019, we are oppressing a group of people the same way that Democrats back in the day oppressed black folks for the color of their skin, and nobody sees the irony. Nobody sees the irony. White privilege, white nationalism, two terms often used by leftists to essentially denote America's, quote, racist past and supposed racist present. And I talk about this all the time in the sense that the United States is not a white country. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The United States of America is far from a white country. It is everything. There are pockets. You want to go to Appalachia? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of whites. You go to Compton, there's going to be a lot of blacks. No, nobody's complaining. It isn't like one can't live in the other. You may not want to live there because it isn't culturally your fit, but you can live there. There are black people in Appalachia and there are white people in Compton. I know. Shocker. White privilege and white nationalism. For those promoting those terms, they want to demoralize a big segment of America's population. Who would do this? Who? It's like going to a ball game, you know, of kids and heckling all the kids. You know, oh, look at little Johnny there with his limp. You know, why would you do that? We're a country that supposedly understands all the things that we needed to overcome, that we need to build people up. And all the left does is they want to demoralize. They demoralize blacks, even giving blacks everything that we've gotten, taking us to the pinnacle, to the point of the presidency, and they still want to demoralize us. It doesn't matter how big you get, Kevin. It doesn't matter how many black presidents there are. You are still a silly little Negro man that needs my help. And now it's white folks. Look, if you think you can trick black people because you've made us stupid, because you made our schools the worst ones in the country and so on and so forth, congratulations. But now you're going to the so-called educated. These are the kids. White kids are supposed to be smart enough to recognize game. And, oh, little white kid, look at you, born with your privilege. And a white kid would say, I don't know what privilege is because I can see my buddy over there has got more than I have. You know, or whatever. But that's a whole other discussion that I'll talk about here in a second. Here's my point. These are, for the most part, white privilege and white nationalism as it pertains to the Kevin Jackson Show audience doesn't exist. Forget about it. You white people have no more privilege over me, and your nationalism is colorless. Your nationalism is about Americanism. But the Democrats, the leftists, they want you to feel bad. They want you to feel bad for support of your country, this racist country, a country that you built based on your privilege. You're stepping on the neck of somebody. Nothing could be further from the truth except for the people who are accusing you of it. See, the truth is they are exactly what they say. They are white nationalists in the sense that they don't love America, but they're nationalists in terms of their ideology. And they exercise their privilege by making sure you understand that you don't have any. I'm talking about black folks. We don't have any privilege. They do. And they exercise that privilege by reminding us of it and by trying to chastise other people, making them feel bad. as who reaps the benefits of criticizing somebody about white privilege and white nationalism. Ironically, leftist white folks.
Yep.
Ordinary white people, regular white folks, particularly conservative white folks, you have no more privilege than any other nationality. And just for the record, neither does anybody. Neither does any white person. And that's using a leftist measurement. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Leftists say money doesn't buy happiness. Don't believe me, but you go look this up. They say that anybody that makes more than $70,000 a year, if you make $70,000 a year, that is the edge of happiness. In other words, if you're, and let's just use it as an amount of money that helps you pay your bills. So take it up to 200 grand. That's the maximum happiness. They've proven through studies you can't be any more happy with more money than that. And I believe it. Look, I have friends that are billionaires and they do a lot of really cool things. But in the long run, I honestly believe I'm as happy as they are. Do they have more toys? Absolutely. Do they do more things? They certainly do. But they're not having more fun. So if that's the case, and by the way, these studies are leftists trying to make you feel good about not making something, about not being greedy. Don't be a greedy capitalist. If you make up to $70,000, that's the edge of happiness. Okay, so let's go with that. But if that's true, then a billionaire has no more privilege than I do. Oh, Kevin, they can get all these things done. Look, I get it. They got money to burn. They got money to buy politicians or whatever else. But based on what leftists have told me, they want to convince me, Kevin, there's no reason for you to go out there and make any more money, to be any more aggressive, to be any more greedy than making more than your 70 grand because it isn't going to make you any happier. Okay. Then you can't complain about the guy who goes out, buys politicians, buys boats, buys yachts, buys, you know, prostitutes. I don't know what he's buying. You can't say that he's having more privilege. You get what I'm saying? And then, since when did money denote privilege? It's like somebody going, well, you know, your friend there makes more money than you. He's a better man. If people measure themselves based on money, why would anybody want to be, you know, why would you want to be an engineer, for example, when you can be a doctor and make a lot more money? Cardiologist, a neurologist. Why would you? Why would you want to be a family practice or pediatrician when the cardiologist and neurologist are going to make more money? If we're measuring that way, it's antithetical to anything that these people are talking about when they talk about white privilege and white nationalism, but they sell this stuff each and every day and they're selling it to our kids. Lots more to talk about on this subject and others when we get back, folks. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jocks? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns, of problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country, would they be able to fit inside a college football stadium? I mean, seriously. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax.
I played that clip the other day, Tucker Carlson talking about white supremacy is a hoax, because it is. He needed to... Tucker, I mean, I hate when people that don't really understand how to develop a topic better. And Tucker's an intelligent guy, and he's a good guy. I'm not trying to slam him, and I'm certainly not slamming him because he's part of Fox. I really don't care. But I hate when they don't develop these subjects better. Anyway, that's what we were talking about, white privilege, white nationalism. And I bring it up because a Hollywood chick said she wishes she had not been born white and privileged. And I thought to myself, that is the height of ignorance, height of racism. I wish I hadn't been born white and had all this privilege. Really? So what exactly privilege do you have? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Can you imagine somebody feel. I mean, look, we're born into circumstances. And there are kids that probably, I could see a kid saying, I wish I'd been born to better parents. Parents that didn't beat me, abuse me, neglect me. I could see that. But you're born into the circumstances you're born into. And I'll tell you this. If you ask me, Kevin, would you rather be born into a billionaire family where you're beaten, abused, and are neglected in some way? Or would you rather be born into a loving family that's poor? I take the loving family that's poor. Right? So it's funny to me that how we met, how the left, and I call it the left. Logic is that if you're born into money, if you're born into, you know, certain status, if you will, you have an advantage over everybody else. How does the world work if that's indeed the case? The United States is a proving ground that a caste system is a joke. You know, in India and places like that where they have a caste system, if you're born into menial labor, you can't be royalty, etc. We prove that. We prove that by electing an abject idiot into the presidency and made him a multimillionaire by the name, this guy is Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, and he's proven that you can be stupid and a flim-flam artist and become president of the United States and make more money than God. That's what we've proven in this country. Anyway, if we looked at the logic of money being privileged, the Nigerians are I think they have the highest average mean income of any nationality in America. Then it's a bunch of Asians after that. Are they experiencing white privilege? It takes a while on that list to get down to the dreaded white people. And as I asked earlier, when did money denote privilege? Given a choice of being a billionaire in prison or an average Joe with my freedom, I'll take freedom for $2,000, Alex. And what of the endemic racism of America, right? The racism in things like housing. The racism in things like policing. The racism in things like education and so on. Okay, I go back to my original premise when I told you that when somebody brings up white privilege or white nationalism, that person is a racist and an anti-American racist at that. Because there is indeed institutional racism created by white Democrats in all these things. White Democrats created it. Give me your institutional racism. Tell me where it is. Oh, Kevin, it's in academia. Okay, great. Who runs it? Leftists. Leftists run academia. Who's got the worst schools? Blacks. Who's got the worst graduation rates? Blacks. Who's got the worst college entrance rates? Blacks. I could go on. Well, what is the state of education in America? Is it getting better or is it getting worse? You know the answer. What is the average reading level of a high school graduate in any big city? White, black, or otherwise? Eighth grade. And if they're black, it's fourth grade. I could go on. So the endemic institutional racism is owned by whom? Oh, Kevin, there's racism in policing. Okay, great. Is it Mayberry RFD policing or is it policing in, I don't know, Baltimore? Is it policing in, I don't know, Chicago? Okay, so who runs them? Who runs these places? Give me your systematic institutional endemic racism. And I will give you leftism every single time. There is no institutional racism in being a conservative because you don't care. It's amazing to me. Anyway, Hollywood actress Rosanna Arquette, who bills herself as resisting fascism on a daily basis, that's what she puts on Twitter, she's decided to respond to the national conversation around the evils of white supremacy by airing her profound guilt over being born a white person. Here's what she tweeted. I'm sorry I was born white and privileged. It disgusts me, and I feel so much shame. That's what she wrote. Folks listening to me, The Kevin Jackson Show. I am a black man, an American first, but a black man telling you, if you allow people like Rosanna Arquette to make your children feel less, or if you feel less, like you feel guilty for being born white, shame on you. See, this is what I talk about. If I were on the other side of this issue, Rosanna Arquette would be one of my prostitutes, and I'd have all her money. If she feels that way, believe me, if I went on the other side of this issue to guilt her into feeling even worse, this is what I talk about. When I think about running game, you know, which is a term black people use, running game, she's a perfect candidate. She's inviting me to come and make her feel bad, to demoralize her for being white and privileged. So you need to give up both. You need to give all that up to this black man, including all your wealth. So for all intents and purposes, you can become a prostitute for me. If you allow this type of thinking to occur, you might as well turn your kids over into the streets and let pimps go find, you know, Jaquan and let him pimp your kids, because that's essentially what's happening. Your kids and you are being pimped. You're ashamed of being born the way you're born. What country on the planet? Who? You have zero control over this, and we're having this discussion. White privilege, white nationalism. There is no such thing. Not anymore. And the idea that being born white is a privilege to me is insulting. Let me tell you something. None of my generation, none of my kids are ever going to be born white. None of my kids from going forward, my grandkids are going to be born white. They're going to have my bloodline, and I happen to be black, or whatever percentage, 79% black, as you guys have heard me express. It's just ridiculous. Get over it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump tells reporters not to expect a new trade deal with China anytime soon.
We're talking to China. We're not ready to make a deal, but we'll see what happens. But, you know, we've been hurt by China for 25, 30 years. Nobody's done anything about it. And we have no choice but to do what we're doing.
The president speaking as he left the White House on Friday. The Trump administration has labeled China as a currency manipulator and threatened to impose new tariffs on some $300 billion worth of Chinese imports starting September 1st. Twitter is unlocking the campaign account for Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Twitter blocked the account after a video was posted that included threats against McConnell at his home in Kentucky. Some conservatives have said they will stop advertising on Twitter due to the bias against conservatives. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bad news keeps piling up for the Democrats. That's right. And it all centers around this idea that Trump is a racist. Now, I've talked about white, being white in America, part of this show today, and to the point of just, it makes me shrug my shoulders and chuckle. Because if I were white in America today, I would be vocal white. I would be like, I don't give a crap about black people. You can be mad at me all you want. I will never apologize for my birthright. I will never apologize for that. Kiss my white butt. Mine happens to be black. So on behalf of white people, I tell them to kiss my black butt on behalf of you. Because it's ridiculous. The cries of racism, folks. It's... this guy, he writes me all the time. He listens to the show and he says, Kevin, how are you confident? I'm confident about this because I'm confident about people. Racism is getting its butt kicked. Finally. It was supposed to happen from 2008 going forward. But instead, racism took some steroids and went on. And from 2008 to 2016, racism went on a rampage in this country. So now, I was thinking about all the things that you can label black, the black girls tour, the black this or that. Can you imagine if a bunch of white comedians said, we're going to go on the white boys tour, the white girls tour? But there are plenty of black this, black that, very ethnocentrically black things that people have learned to just go, don't even say anything, don't say anything. I was at the airport, this has probably been about 7-8 months ago, and all the during Black History Month, and all the black people that work for Southwest Airlines were wearing these shirts like Black Pride, Black This, Black That. And I was thinking, and nobody's saying a word. Can you imagine if they were wearing a White Pride shirt? what would happen? Now, look, I don't think I believe they should be talking about American pride. Not black pride or white pride or Latino pride or whatever. It's American pride. If you're part of this country, be proud of what your contribution has been. But we don't teach that anymore. But anyway, Donald Trump has done more to put his foot up. I'm talking about firmly planted up the butt of racism than anybody I know. And it's very simple how he's done it. He's done it by just addressing it, by not hiding from it, by not shirking it, by being observational and saying, what are you talking about? You're kneeling for the flag, against the flag because of oppression of blacks by police. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Baltimore? That's a rat-infested city. You know, what are you talking about, anti-American squad? He just goes at it. And he's not going to – Democrats and leftists are used to us turning this blind eye towards things. Trump doesn't. So if he's a racist, somebody better tell black people quick, because from this vantage point, Donald Trump is the orange version of Martin Luther King Jr. And let me tell you, black folks are starting to see this. This white man has gone stone crazy helping black people, from getting black people, black criminals out of China, releasing others domestically. First Step, Second Chance Act. Trump can add to his list of things I did today for Negroes. Record on low unemployment. I mean, we're getting houses, we're getting jobs, and this dude is rocking it. Despite media reports, too, blacks at street level are recognizing Donald Trump's accomplishments. The media wants you to believe black people hate Trump, etc. I'm telling you, look, there are a few things you better be listening to me on if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Go get out into the general public, talk to black folks just sitting around, and you know what? Many of them will tell you, I like Trump. I told you guys a story the other day. I was at the airport. Light-skinned sister. I'm talking about a sister. I'm not talking about some sophisticated, you know, hey, Kevin, so what are you doing? Where are you working? This girl was like, yeah, I got to get these reports filled out because I got to get paid. Yeah, and we got into a conversation. She's like, shoot, I like Donald Trump. She told me. She didn't know what to expect from me, but she goes, you know, she didn't whisper it, but she didn't say it loud. She says, I like Trump. And I went, I like Trump, too. I said it loud. And she's like, and she kind of looked up like, yeah, like, ooh, here's a brother. You know what I mean? Solidarity. I said, what is not to like about him? And I go, if you're black, you definitely like Trump. She goes, man, she goes, Obama didn't do nothing for black people. And she, when she said that, I went, oh, boy, you know, she's after my heart. Yeah. I'm talking about a sister. I'm not talking about, you know, some, you know, Harvard grad. Well, I'm talking about a girl who's a traveling nurse making a living. This is what I learned from her when I was talking to her at the airport. So black people at street level recognize, and many have begun to realize how much the Democrats and the media and the other leftists have gamed us for decades. And one such notable is the former Fayette, Mississippi mayor, Charles Evers. You may know him from his brother who was slain back in the 60s, Medgar Evers. 96-year-old Charles commented about Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you something. A 96-year-old black man has seen a lot. He's seen racism in its purest form. But most of them are Democrats. Here's what I'm getting at. What I'm about to share with you about Charles Evers should scare the Democrats, should scare the living daylights out of them. Because old black people are the toughest to get off that fence, are the toughest to convince not to go Democrat. And here's a 96-year-old man, the brother of a civil rights icon, and an icon himself to a degree. And he says, I support Donald Trump. He's quoted as saying that he felt Trump was, quote, getting a bad rap from fellow civil rights leaders and that his economic policies were creating jobs for people of all colors. Without hesitation, he said, I love Donald Trump. Now, the media can hide this stuff from you. For the record, go find out for yourself. You don't have to believe me. You can say, that Negro I'm listening to on the radio, Kevin Jackson, free range Negro, by the way, he's lying. And then go look up the story. Charles Evers, Evers, 96 years old, brother of Medgar, Medgar. I'm trying to help these Democrats out a little bit. They don't know how to spell. They don't have brains. But go look this stuff up. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. Yeah. So I love Donald Trump. Here's what he went on to say. When Donald Trump came to Jackson, Mississippi, in 2016, he came to my office, recalled Evers, and he liked Trump. He says, he had a plain way of speaking. I liked what he had to say. He's a businessman, not a politician. We agreed if you create jobs, you are helping people of all colors. Ask if you ever felt Trump was a racist, ever shot back, no more than anybody else. We've all got a little bit of racism in us. As they say in them beer commercials, it don't get no better than this here. Okay? You got a 96-year-old civil rights icon that black people pay attention to. Now, look, we're not talking about MLK Jr. here. But we're talking about an old black man, and this story isn't going to die. I'm not the only one talking about this. This story is in a lot of places. Yeah. So anyway, they ask him, what about the charges of racism for the squad and Elijah Cummings? And here's what Evers said. He said, there's no racial thing here. He's telling them to go back to their districts and fix things there, then come back and show us instead of criticizing. See, that's in stark contrast to the media narrative. I've said on this show many times, and I'm going to say it again, for the left to believe that they're going to paint Trump as a racist is one of the most gross miscalculations you can use against him in 2020. They tried it in 2016. It didn't work then. But it's really not going to work now. This is going to have the... I'm telling you right now, you can talk about Candace Owens and Blexit, and you can talk about a bunch of other stuff. Blexit is a joke, in my opinion, anyway. Blacks have been leaving the Democratic Party for decades. And people like myself and many others have been leading that charge over the last decade. But let me tell you something. Black folks are, they've seen Donald Trump in action and they know racism. And every time the Democrats come out and call that man a racist, they lose a percentage of blacks because there are blacks waking up going, no, you ain't fooling us. It's a gross miscalculation. It's already backfired. And these results in 2020 are going to... When Donald Trump trounces whoever the idiot is that decides that the left decides they're going to run against him, this is going to be one of the cataclysmic reasons. And down ticket's going to feel the impact. As I've said, Pelosi will lose the gavel for the second time, and she's going to lose it to a Republican because Evers is speaking for me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The left don't see what they do as evil. I just want to be clear that as you analyze all the things these people do and you say to yourself, these people are just evil. They're crazy. Or whatever, as you say that stuff, understand this. They don't see it that way. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com 844-551-8255. The left see what they do as justifiable. Just for example, I could look at killing somebody and so they say, Kevin killed a man in his house. And they go, ooh, that Kevin is evil. And then you find out, oh, the guy broke in and was trying to do harm to his family. And you go, oh, well, that was justifiable. The left see what they do as justifiable evil. The ends justifies the means. That's right. And see, that puts a whole other rationale on, and maybe makes you have a little bit more perspective on why they are the way they are. because they don't see it as I'm doing wrong. They see it as I'm doing something for the greater good. Now, you and I see it for what it is. You know, the left will see, look, I don't even need to go into topics. I can go into immigration. I can go into tax policy. I can go into, you know, all this racism, whatever. And let's just use that one since we've been talking about this today. But the cause of white nationalism and racism, you know, and whatever else. They see it as we've got to make white folks on the right feel guilty. And maybe that's what's going to get them to vote for the left this time around. We're going to guilt you white people into doing it. And they know you're not racist. They know you're not. There's no, the idea of white nationalism doesn't even exist. When you're thinking of nationalism, because Trump will say, yeah, we're nationalists. Oh, you're white nationalist. You're racist. No, you're pro-American. Pro-American means pro-colonialization, the people who step on the backs of blah, blah, blah. So they want you to believe that, not because they believe it. None of that is, believe me, they don't. It's all in an effort to justify in their evil intent against you, to make you feel bad, to demoralize you. They see is, this is a good thing. This is a corrective measure for you. That's what that's about. And so they don't see it as evil. They see it as, they rationalize it. They sleep well at night knowing this. And the only thing that wakes them up is when you go, well, let me show you why it is. And I'm talking about, that's why I tell you guys all the time, I'm in their faces. I'm not one of these pacifists. It's just, I'm going to be in your face telling you, you're dead wrong. Stop messing with black folks because you're about to piss us off. You know, we're about to go to blows because they don't get it. And that's why when I hear somebody go, oh, you know, there's white privilege and white nationalism, and I immediately go, shut up, racist. Yeah, shut your pie hole. You're not going to convince me that I'm lesser because of skin color and you're better. And I'm going to call you out for such stupidity because that is the height of racism. And by the way, it's the height of that racism they talk about all the time. You don't even know you're racist. You don't even know you're racist if you believe in white nationalism and white privilege. And I played this clip from Tucker earlier where he says white nationalism or white supremacy is a hoax. And Don Lemon came out, what you Tucker talking about white supremacy is a hoax. White supremacy is a joke. And in fact, it cracks me up. Do they exist? Are they people that, well, we are part of the white nation and white? Yeah, they exist. And there are black people that go, we're going to kill some cracker babies. And I think they're both just as stupid as the other. I wouldn't want to be associated with either one of them. And neither do you. But what a guy like Don Lemon will say, you know, there are people that hate black people. Okay, Don Lemon, and there are people that hate white people. So what? The majority of Americans don't give a crap about your color. So in the mainstream of stuff, we are much less caring about that than anybody. But we talk about it all the time. Anyway, the reason why I bring all this up and why I tell you that it's you look at how leftists will justify their actions comes to me from a story about Peter Strzok. Because Peter Strzok feels justified in his failed coup against the president. In fact, most of these leftist clowns feel no guilt for the orchestrated witch hunt meant to depose Donald Trump. And Peter Strzok is exactly an example of that person. He wants he's going to sue, or I think he is suing. Here's the article. Let me just read it. Peter Strzok, former FBI agent who came under fire for sending disparaging text messages about President Trump and other political figures during the 2016 election, is suing his former employer over his firing, claiming the decision was a result of, quote, unrelenting pressure from President Trump. Don't you love the defense angle? It's the pressure that he got from Trump. So Peter Strzok's contention is that Robert Mueller was under pressure from Trump, and that's why he let him go. when we've already determined that Trump, who, according to the Democrats, obstructed justice by wanting to fire Mueller, which, by the way, he could have done constitutionally. He could say, not constitutionally, but by the rights of the presidency, he could have fired him, and he didn't do it. And everybody's talking about it's Trump that put the pressure on. So Peter Strzok's now put a little monkey wrench with the monkeys, because now he's filed his lawsuit. Unlawfully fired for using his protected political speech under the First Amendment, among other reasons. It alleges that unlawful leaks to the press violated the Privacy Act. The concerted public campaign to disparage and ultimately fire Agent Strzok was enabled by the defendant's deliberate and unlawful disclosure to the media of text intended to be private from an FBI systems of record in violation of the Privacy Act. So Peter Strzok wants to use privacy where he was using government-issued phones to text his lover, the other FBI attorney, Lisa Page, about his hatred of Trump and how they were going to try to stop him with whatever insurance policies and so on and so forth. And that's the reason. It's such a frivolous case, but you know what? I'm glad he's bringing it. Yeah, I'm glad he's bringing it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Yeah, I'm happy that Peter Strzok is talking, putting the spotlight back on Mueller. Hey, yeah, you proved to me that you didn't get any pressure. Because I want you to think about that. Mueller's got to defend, I didn't get any pressure to fire you. I fired you because you're, so this little infighting is going to be very good for us. By the way, while we're on the subject of Mueller, where are the Democrats on all those subpoenas that they called, to get people back to testify? Where's Adam Schiff on all that information that he says that he has on Donald Trump that proves that he colluded and so on and obstructed? Where's that at? And oh, by the way, you know what's still looming out there, right? You ready? That IG report, along with Durham's report about the Clinton Foundation. Case is about to close, baby. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, there's enough evidence to put Peter Strzok away for 10 lifetimes, but we live in a different time. We live in a time where, according to disgraced former FBI Director James Comey, we can't measure intent. You guys, I know I will never forget how he torturously explained Hillary Clinton's destruction of hard drives and cell phones, and said this exhibited no ill intent to destroy evidence. So the destruction of evidence, some of which was under subpoena, had already been requested. The destruction of that evidence was not the intent of destroying the evidence. Oh, boy. You get to see how much fun this is. But what does it mean for Strzok suing the Mueller report? Well, funny how things turn. Because supposedly Trump's firing of the linchpin of the Democrats' cover-up strategy, that would be James Comey, set the whole attempted coup in motion. So what will the Democrats do if Strzok proves that Mueller fired him for the wrong reasons? Now, I can't see that happening because Strzok got fired for the right reasons, but who knows? And then I asked a second ago about Nadler and the House Judiciary Committee. Will Jerry Nadler call these hearings and ask about the firing of a crooked FBI agent? Are we going to see more hearings on that? When it comes to figuring this out, I'm going to give you some advice. Don't throw away any crazy theory where Democrats blame Trump, because Democrats need a lifeline like Mike Tyson needs to phone a friend and answering a question on who wants to be a millionaire.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.